Vedic scriptures, Krishna himself becomes manifest, and at that time, that which is empty, our heart, becomes full. Our dark heart, dark means with material impressions, full, it becomes bright. And the heart which is hungry for an active relationship with Krishna becomes satiated, because by this katha we feel very much enlivened in our Krishna consciousness and we get strength. Hearing Krishna katha in the association of devotees strengthens our shraddha, our faith. And according to Patanjali, the great master of yoga, faith is the source for virya or strength. A person who has faith becomes very strong, and a person who has only little faith or no faith is weak. So by hearing about Krishna, he who was weak becomes strong. She who was not determined on her spiritual path can become determined. These are some of the benefits of hearing Krishna katha in the association of devotees. So I would like to sing in the beginning Radharani's favorite melody, and then we will go on. We will go into a garden with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and hear what happened in that garden. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody in one voice, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. The subject matter of this evening's classes are all turning around absorption or Krishna Samadhi. As we saw yesterday, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this Krishna Samadhi whenever he heard from the Bhagavatam a text. Today we will hear how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into this Samadhi of Krishna by hearing from the Gita Govinda a text which describes the forest of Vrindavan. The Gita Govinda was composed by Jayadev Goswami, and it used to be sung every day for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath, until one day the priests of Jagannath Puri decided, no, this is not a Vedic composition. It is a recent poem. It should not be recited in the evening for Lord Jagannath. Only Vedic hymns allowed. So one evening after the recital of Gita Govinda was stopped in the temple, the pujaris came on the altar and they saw Lord Jagannath was missing, not there. Pujari immediately closed the wooden doors so that no one would see that the beloved deities had been stolen or something. In the meantime, Padmavati, the little girl who had sung the Gita Govinda every day, was very sad that she couldn't sing her Gita Govinda for the Lord. And she had entered into a thorny part of the forest, and in great separation from her Lord, had chanted Gita Govinda. The girl walked through the forest, and one man who was nearby saw something extraordinary. Behind the little girl who was singing this composition, Lord Jagannath was walking. And he was so absorbed in listening to the song of the girl that he didn't even mark the path. Sometimes he was on the path, sometimes he was next to the path. And his garments had already been torn. And some of his garments were hanging in the thorn bushes. The man ran immediately to the Jagannath Puri temple and said, "The Lord whom you are worshipping on the altar is walking behind a little girl who sings Gita Govinda." The pujari understood, "Oh no. When I closed the altar door earlier, because the Lord was not there, he had left our altar and gone to the forest." Meanwhile, Lord Jagannath understood all this excitement and agitation. He thought, I'm the Lord of Jagannath Puri. I have to stay on the altar like the king has to stay on the throne. I rather be with my devotees in the jungle, but what can I do? I'm Lord Jagannath. So he had gone back on the altar. The pujari in the meantime looked on the altar and he saw Lord Jagannath is back. He opened the doors, but the devotees who stood before the altar saw Lord Jagannath's garment was torn. Big pieces of his cloth were not there. "What have you done with Lord Jagannath?" they asked the pujari. The pujari said, "I have done nothing, but Lord Jagannath has done everything. He has run into the jungle after some little girl who sang this song, and he has torn his garments. From this day onwards, the Gita Govinda will be chanted every evening." It's a wonderful composition, and it is so, the Lord likes it. Likes it so much, and in memorizing this pastimes, the devotees have made a special silken dress for Lord Jagannath, where the whole Gita Govinda is printed on the dress. It's like, you know, I don't know what is your favorite book, Ananda Nitai, maybe Siddhartha von Hermann Hesse, or Srimad Bhagavatam. If you love it so much, you will have a Srimad Bhagavatam shirt and a Srimad Bhagavatam dhoti with all the verses on us. This is how Lord Jagannath is mad after Gita Govinda. It's a powerful scripture, so powerful that he likes to dress in it in the evening. And if you visit me one day in our Gora Bhavan, you would see I have this dress. I have paid 7,000 rupees for it, and I have it. Sometimes I put it on my shoulders when I chant. It was the month of Vaishakha. This is between April and May. In a full moon night, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who lived in Puri, entered into the Jagannath Vallabha Gardens. In the garden were fully blossomed trees and creepers which looked exactly like the forest of Vrindavan. Bumblebees were still up, and also the birds like the parrots had not taken their rest. They were talking to each other. Isn't this a beautiful night? Bzz, 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 bzz. A mild breeze was blowing, carrying the fragrance of aromatic flowers. This breeze was accepted by the trees as their guru. Just like a guru, a dance guru, teaches its disciples how to dance, this breeze was teaching the vines, Schlingpflanzen, who were hanging from the trees, the art of dancing very expressively. So it was accepted as a guru. There was a full moon. It glittered through the trees and creepers. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he saw the charm of this trees and the dancing latas, and when he heard how the parrots were talking to each other, and the bumblebees were singing, he was reminded of the forest of Vrindavan where he was 5,000 years ago appearing. And he told Swarup Damodar, sing, sing, sing a song about Vrindavan. And Swarup Damodar thought, what is the mood of my Lord at this moment? And he sang a particular mood which was fitting the occasion. Just like a friend, when he welcomes another friend at home, he will choose maybe some music which will suit the taste and the conversation which he will have with the friend. Swarup Damodar was always choosing from thousands of songs the song which he thought is just right for Swarup Damodar's, for Mahaprabhu's taste. You must know Swarup Damodar was so talented in singing that when he was singing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into deep and ecstatic moods. But the singing of Swarup Damodar would also protect the Lord. Once, Swarup Damodar was leading a kirtan and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so ecstatic that he ran and ran and, feeling separated from Krishna, looked for Krishna. And after he had looked everywhere, he jumped into the well, a deep well, which was dry. So when Swarup Damodar saw his Lord was dancing into a dry well, he thought, oh no, if he crashes on the ground, he will break his body. So he sang a raga and the well filled with sweet butter. I don't know if you have ever jumped into butter. Maybe those of you who work in Govindas and who prepare sweets have jumped into a container of ghee or chickpea flours, it's very soft. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell into the well, but because of the singing of Swarup Damodar, the well had filled with butter, and it was very pleasing for the Gauranga, for the Lord to melt, to be in that well. So this time, Swarup Damodar sang the song beginning with the words, Lalita Lavanga Lata. That means, the vines on the trees, which are full of good flowers, are dancing in the soft breeze. As Lord Chaitanya heard this song, which reminded him even more of Vrindavan, he was so blissful that he walked through the garden. He walked around the trees. He touched their leaves. And then he came to an Ashoka tree. And under that Ashoka tree, something happened which is so sweet that my lips cannot say it. But I will try to say it with my tongue and my heart. He saw suddenly Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna had appeared. He was dressed with a yellow garment which glittered like a flashlight. He had a beautiful little turban on his head, and he smiled at Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This had happened before. The Krishna appeared under a tree to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, but this time it was special because the atmosphere reminded Mahaprabhu so much of his beloved Vrindavan. When he saw Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began running very swiftly towards Krishna, but Krishna only smiled. And then he disappeared. It is described in our Vaishnava scriptures that when Krishna appears to a devotee, it is like a flash which appears in an otherwise dark night. And when that flashlight, that lightning disappeared, the night appears doubly as dark. So when a devotee has once seen Krishna, but Krishna then disappears, then for the devotee, the misery after Krishna's appearance and then disappearance is greater than before. So this is what happened with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After he had gotten Krishna and then lost him again, Mahaprabhu fell to the ground. His consciousness had left him. The sound of Mahaprabhu crashing on the earth was terrible to hear. It sounded as if bones were breaking. Have you ever been in a fight and your bones have been broken? I had my bones broken once, and I broke also bones, and it's a terrible sound. It sounds like death. The entire garden was filled with this. So, but here comes a problem. It's the only problem which Krishna has. Sometimes Krishna wants to disappear, but he cannot disappear completely. When he has appeared, then disappears, the scent or the smell of his body is still in the atmosphere. The entire garden was filled with the scent of Lord Sri Krishna's transcendental body. When this scent entered Gauranga Mahaprabhu's nostrils, he was awakened again by that smell. Then he looked around, "Where are you, Krishna?" And when he noticed Krishna was gone, he again fell into an unconscious state at once. But the scent of Lord Krishna's body incessantly filled Gauranga Mahaprabhu's nostrils, so he was waking up and fainting, until finally he began to talk about what he smelled. Would you like to know how Krishna smells? This is a little intimate. No problem. It's desired. Do you know how musk smells? Yeah? Moshos? It is used by men in the Western civilization. It smells a little heavy, but a little bit like a bass, like this. It smells. But add to this smell of musk, which is very soothing and very peacefully, the smell of a bluish lotus flower, which is very subtle, and it's like a high pitch, very, musk is a little bit like, and the blue lotus flower, a little bit high. This, anyone who can smell this smell, a musk, mixture of musk and a blue lotus flower, is captured for the rest of his life. He will never ever be able to forget that smell, and that is Krishna's fragrance. And he doesn't use any perfume for that. It comes out of his body naturally, without any adding of any substance and so on. But there is a little adding. The gopis, or sometimes Mother Yashoda in the hot times, puts sandalwood on Krishna's body. So when you smell Krishna, you also cannot miss the sandalwood smell. So it's three substances which you smell. Hare Krishna. And then come more substances which are put on Krishna, aguru and kumkum and camphor. And then you have an orchestra of smell. Anyone who smells this is totally bewildered and attracted for the rest of the time. I remember something in this connection which I must tell you. We have every year the Govardhan retreat. And in the middle of the Govardhan retreat, one scene repeats itself. There is a perfume vala, vala means a person from Mathura, who comes with a suitcase of perfume, and he positions himself at the exit of the Bal Krishna Bhavan, where most of us live. So when the devotees go from the Bal Krishna Bhavan to the Gopinath Gardens, where the sessions and presentations take place, they have to pass this perfume vala. And this perfume vala only opens his suitcase. And I have noted especially the Matajis and the Grihastas. They come to where this suitcase is opened, about 20 meters away. And they stop, they turn around, and they go shopping at the perfume vala because it's irresistibly good. So just imagine Krishna. Lord Chaitanya said, Krishna has opened a shop of the best scents and flavors which come from his body. And in this way, he captures the whole universe. Hare Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he finally awoke, he spoke about this fragrance of Krishna, and he composed many verses, and all this happened by the power of absorption. My dear devotee, the devotees, the time will come when your mind and your intelligence will turn away from this world and will turn towards Krishna. And at that time, Krishna will open his box of attractive substances, like his form and his pastimes and the qualities, like his fragrance, and you will be captured and you will be lost to the world. Are you courageous for this journey? Are you actually afraid to be touched by Krishna, or do you want to be touched by Krishna? Today we will start a very interesting chapter of our Krishna Katha. That is, we will read from the Venu Gita some verses about Krishna's extraordinary qualities. You must know the Krishna who is celebrated by Gauranga Mahaprabhu and the Krishna who is celebrated by the gopis is a little boy from Vrindavan. After Krishna had lifted the Govardhan hill, the elders and priest had gathered together and went to Nanda Baba. "Don't eat Krishna," they said, "as if he were your son. Krishna is either a demigod or perhaps even Lord Narayan. Don't chastise him. When he steals butter, be happy and don't punish him. Can't you see he's only 7 years old and still he lifted a huge mountain called Govardhan? Can't you see what is before your eyes?" Nanda Baba was slightly disturbed when he heard this, but then he brushed the idea away that Krishna might be God or a demigod, and he laughed and he said, "You cowherd men become only mature and intelligent at the age of 80. You are too young and you are very unintelligent. You are so playful and you cannot properly come to a decision. You run always after cows, therefore your intelligence is a little fickle. How can you say that my Krishna is extraordinary? He is an ordinary boy. Even the saints who are devotees of Narayan display good qualities, but my son doesn't have these good qualities. The saints who are devotees of God don't become angry. They tolerate hunger, thirst, and material distress. And they do not tell lies or steal. But Krishna always speaks lies, and he always steals. And when he doesn't get his butter, he becomes angry. He cries. This is the conclusive proof. Even if only for half an hour my Krishna doesn't get what he wants, he becomes so intolerant. He's my little darling son. When Nanda Maharaj said this, his eyes filled with tears of love. See, when you love, the bad qualities of the other person become his best qualities. When a man loves a woman and the woman is angry at him, the man enjoys it greatly. He doesn't think this woman is angry like the goddess Kali. She is to be rejected immediately. He thinks, "Oh, nice, she cares for me." So when there is love, even a bad quality becomes a wonderful quality. So when Nanda Maharaj spoke about Krishna telling lies and stealing and all of that, his eyes filled with tears. He loved his boy so very much. This is the Krishna which we want to hear about this evening. I want to help you. I want to help you see Krishna through the eyes of the gopis today. Every evening, every morning, Krishna left the village of Vrindavan. The gopis were left behind, but they heard Krishna's flute play, and by that flute play, they saw in the television of their heart or in their heart whatever Leela was going on. Let us sing first before we enter the confidential description. Hare Krishna, Hare. Can we go a little lower, please? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In order to practice the art of absorption, it is very good that when you chant, you remember what you have heard. Lord Chaitanya entering the garden and all of a sudden seeing Krishna, and then when he disappears, being awakened by the fragrance of Krishna. Or you can think about Krishna lifting the mountain of Giriraj and then how the Brijvasis react. Or you can just look at Madan Mohan and relish his form. And in this way, you practice the art of Krishna Samadhi, remembering Krishna. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The gopis heard in the village of Vrindavan, each morning the flute of Krishna calling so sweetly from the forest. They wished to be together with him when they heard that flute sound. But because of social conventions, they were restricted and could not go. But while they heard Krishna's flute, a particular scene which Shukadev Goswami describes manifested in their hearts. They heard Krishna, and they could see that the river Jamuna also had heard Krishna's flute. And they could see that Jamuna stopped. Her waters became agitated when she heard the flute song of Krishna and moved around in whirlpools. And then, because Yamuna wanted to give something to Krishna, she made waves, and on the waves she presented some lotus flowers. And these waves, if you so want, they were like the hands of the river Yamuna, and they placed the lotus flowers of her loving offerings at the lotus feet of Krishna, who smiled as he was playing his flute and glanced lovingly over Jamuna. Krishna was thinking, when I play my flute, even unconscious objects begin to desire my association. My flute is my best friend. It makes me valuable. I would like you to close your eyes a little bit and just listen to the flute song and see in your mind's eye Krishna appearing through the descriptions of the Bhagavatam in the temple of your heart. Krishna is called Mukunda, he who liberates us from our miseries. He's decorated with mango leaves and has clusters of peacock feathers. Flowers like the lotus are tied around him, and his body is decorated with various designs made from the rare chalk found in the earth of the forest. In some ways, Krishna looked like a wrestler who has gotten the first prize, only more beautiful. Krishna calls his cows with a voice which sounds like the flute. He says, Kalinde, Gange, Saraswati. rivers like the Jamuna, even though they are unconscious, are awakened to consciousness and they think, oh, what good fortune we have. Krishna is calling us. But Krishna was only calling his cows. So the rivers think, he's calling us. I'm also Kalindi. Yes, he has a cow called Ganga, but I'm also Ganga. And they are pleased. Imagine one day Krishna calls you, O Anandavadan, O Bhakta Michael, O Vishaka. At that time you will feel supreme bliss in your heart because you know Krishna cares for me. So the river think, Krishna wants to bathe in our water. Let's freely flow to him. Let's strongly go to him. The rivers are usually the wives of the ocean. They only flow to the ocean. But when they hear Krishna's flute, they flow towards Krishna and flow out of their riverbed. My dear devotees, how can we ever become qualified? The Krishna calls us. You must think every day about this question. What can I do? Or what attitude can I have? Or what prayer can I say? That Krishna is pleased with you and calls you like he called the rivers. Sometimes the rivers feel Krishna is so far away from us. How can we get the touch of Krishna's lotus feet? But then they meditate about this question. They begin to understand. There's one great devotee of Krishna, the wind. And he can blow the dust from Krishna's lotus feet so that the dust falls into our water and blesses us. So they strongly hope that the wind will carry the dust of the Lord's lotus feet to them. My dear devotees, Krishna can be found through contact with an exalted devotee who is filled with the Lord's essence. So let us be like the rivers. Let us hope that some great devotee will come into our life and carry the blessings of Krishna into our life. All right. You can open your eyes and listen more. Yamuna Devi came into this world because of Krishna's order. Do you know the pastime? That once the Devatas had come to Krishna and they had asked him, can you appear in this world, please, to help us get rid of the demons? At that time, Krishna had said to Radharani, oh Radha, we have to go to this world. But Radha said, no, I'm not going to this world. This world is dark. People in this world don't love you. People in the material world are only interested in their own self-centered life. I won't go there. I can't tolerate such an atmosphere. I want to stay in Vrindavan, where even the bees love you, where the rivers love you, where the trees love you, where the animals love you. Krishna said, then Vrindavan has to come with me into the world. So he ordered Govardhan, you come into this world. And then he said to Jamuna, Jamuna Devi, you come into this world, otherwise Radha will not come. So it is because of the order of Krishna that Yamuna Devi and Giriraj have come to this world. And if you are clever, you will go to Vrindavan and see Jamuna. When you sit on the banks of the river Jamuna, you should know that just by touching her, you will not have to see her older brother Yamaraj. You will see when you look at Jamuna that your heart gets captured. Many devotees, also some of them are even in Germany, have gone to the river Jamuna and spent a whole day just looking at the waters, and they felt greatly benefited. They felt all the karmic reactions had gone away and they could start a new life. Sprinkling even a single drop of Yamuna's water on your head will free you, even if you have robbed a bank or killed your neighbor. Don't do this, by the way, and then go to the Jamuna. But most interesting for us is that Jamuna's sacred flow will initiate or bring about a most important flow into our heart. And that flow which Yamuna brings about when we just sit before her or bathe in her is the flow of spontaneous devotion. When you sit at the banks of the Jamuna in a peaceful mind, even in a non-peaceful mind, but best in a peaceful mind, you will see that something happens in your heart. Your heart becomes liquid, it becomes melted, and you think, O Krishna, O Radhe. Is there anyone here who has experienced this already? See? I'm not telling just some lies. It is experienced fact. You must sit before Jamuna. And anyone who's just touched by the cooling, refreshing breeze of Jamuna, he will be delivered from this cycle of birth and death. When the gopis hear Krishna playing his flute and see in their heart how Jamuna stops her current and starts to make waves and then bring fully blossomed lotus flowers at Krishna's lotus feet, the gopis remember a very amazing pastime. Once they had prepared many sweets and kachoris on the order of their elders, and they had they wanted to bring these sweets to the Saint Durvasa, who lived on the other side of the Jamuna. There's Vrindavan here with Keshigat, and on the other side, and 5 kilometers right, there is the ashram of Durvasa Muni. So, when they arrived at the bank of the river Jamuna, they were baffled. There was no bridge, there was no boat, there was nothing to make a boat from. But they knew the saint, by his mystic potency, was knowing that they were coming, and they didn't want to disappoint the saint, and were in a great dilemma. At that time, Sri Krishna arrived there and started a conversation. He said, O gopis, I'm very kind by nature. I give my devotees the strength which they need to overcome all obstacles of conditioned life. What to speak of giving them the strength to cross a river? No problem for me. Many, many souls have gone to the other shore of material existence by my grace. This is confirmed in all the scriptures. The gopi said, you always say such big words. Can you just do then a simple thing for us and help us cross the river, please? Krishna replied, most certainly I can. In the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, the sage Dvarsha Muni, whom you want to give your sweets to, has talked about me and has said, Krishna is a brahmachari. Don't doubt the Shrutis. Do Archman of the Jamuna, offer your pranams to the presiding deity Jamuna Devi and then say very loud, on the strength of Sri Krishna's brahmacharya, please allow us to cross. No doubt, Jamuna will part ways and a beautiful pathway will show up in the bottom. When Krishna said that the gopi should pronounce Krishna as a brahmachari and that the river would then part ways, the gopi started to laugh uncontrollably. You a brahmachari? You are always running after us. This is not a good brahmachari. Gopis were interesting. Now I want to say something which maybe you don't, I think you all know, but just to make it very clear, in religious circles all over the world, there's something like a fire test. You know, you say something, and when what you say is true, you will not burn your hand even if you grab a rod of iron. Do you know about this? It's a fire test. You know, when you in our days we have the lügen detector. What is it? Lie detector. You know, when you say something, it's a lie. Then it makes toot 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 toot, and everyone knows it's a lie. In old times, you would say something, and if it was true, you wouldn't. You could hold your hand in the fire and nothing would happen. And if it's untrue, you would feel the heat of the fire. Hare Krishna. So this is something like Krishna says, you know, you say something and when it is true, Yamuna will stop doing her natural thing, that is flow. She will make a path for you. So the gopi says, this won't work because you are not a brahmachari. But finally, Srimati Radharani, who loves Krishna so much, went to the Jamuna, performed her archman and pranams, and pronounced, O great Lord of the waters, O presiding deity of Jamuna, on the strength of Krishna's vow of brahmacharya, please give us passage to the distant shore. After Radharani had said with great faith, yes, Krishna is a brahmachari. How she did not maybe think of that moment, because they have their pastimes. But when she said it, all of a sudden, the waters of Jamuna parted and they made a path of 10 cubits, this is 10 ellen, 10 mal 30, 3 meter, 3 meters. The path was full of the softest white sand. When Dvarsha Muni saw the beautiful gopis passing over the Jamuna, laughing left and right, there were meter high water left and right. Wow, this works, Krishna is very powerful. Now, when Dvarsha saw the gopis coming, he smiled. He had a surprise for them. And he got many sweets and savouries, and he gave them to his innumerable disciples. He was full of satisfaction and blessed Sri Radhika on this occasion. "Dear child," Dovasha said, "from this day onwards, whatever you cook will surpass the taste of nectar." That's why everything which comes from Radharani's kitchen and is served to Krishna tastes sweeter than nectar. And he says, "Whoever eats your cooking will always remain healthy, strong, full of vitality, and he will never know defeat in the hands of his enemies." Here in Abenteuer, we have devotees who prepare prasadam, it's Govindas, and it's distributed all over Germany. You will see it in every yoga center, and they all actually offer all their sweets to Radha Madan Mohan, because they know whoever eats food which is touched by Radha and by Krishna will remain healthy, strong, full of vitality, and so on. Then the time came where the gopis wanted to return to Vrindavan, and they came to the bank of the Jamuna, but the Jamuna was again flowing, very deep water. So they went back to Dovasha and said, "Can you help us cross the Jamuna? Krishna helped us to come here. Can you help us to return back?" And Dovasha smiled. He wanted to tell his surprise. He said, "Yes, you say the truth. You go to Yamuna and say, 'Yamuna, please listen. Dovasha Muni eats only the juice of Dova grass. No sweets, no kachoris, no nothing.'" The gopi said, "Are you have just eaten a ton of our milk sweets. How can you say such a thing?" Dovasha smiled. "You have said Krishna is a brahmachari, so now you can say Dovasha Muni is a perfect self-controlled yogi who doesn't eat milk sweets." The gopis went back to the Jamuna and they said, "Oh Jamuna Devi, we may not understand this, but you know, if it is true that Dovasha only eats the juice of Dova grass, please make way for us." And Yamuna ji again made stopped, made a beautiful path with white sand, and the gopis crossed. My dear devotees, what are we to think of this pastime? What this is that you cannot understand Krishna through the words of this world. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, when the Vijbasis say he's angry, they mean he is ecstatic. When they say he is mad, they mean he is totally overwhelmed with love of Godhead. And you know, he gives a whole new vocabulary, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This word means this. What this really means is that words and thoughts can't reach where Krishna is. The words have to return. They can never hope to describe him. The thoughts have to return. They can never hope to think him. All what you can hope is to hear with a heart full of Shraddha and with a mind which tries to remain attentive as a service the pastimes of Krishna. And if Krishna is kind to you, By this simple sadhana of hearing Krishna Katha, he will enter into your heart, and then you will see and know he's totally different than you ever thought he is. I would like to end this katha by saying the nature of rivers is to flow, but when they come in contact with Krishna, they change their nature and stop and begin to bring offerings of love to Krishna. Can we stop our ways? Can we come to the turning point of our spiritual life, where we can say, previously I would go in this direction, previously I would desire this, previously I was a man of the world or a woman of the world. Can we come to the turning point like the rivers in Vrindavan? Let us be eager to come to the turning points of our life. Let us never give up, even though it may be difficult for us. Let us look for the opportunity. Let us pray for the day. Let us hope for the hour where we will come to the turning point, where we will flow to Krishna. Sanatana Goswami writes, by the force of love, the rivers became bewildered and slowed down their currents. Although they were possessing inside of them treasures like jewels, pearls, and other riches, they thought, let us offer lotus flowers. They wanted to present to Krishna Krishna's favorite decorations, that is the flowers of Vrindavan. Sanatana Goswami. We will sing and then we will see Lord Krishna. We have presented something is very surprising, but it's a surprise for you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We want to show you a movie about the appearance of Sri Sri Radharaman. We thought, because today we heard about the inconceivable nature of Krishna, who's a brahmachari, and the inconceivable nature about Duvarsha Muni, who never eats sweets, although he eats. The total transcendental nature is there in Radharaman. as you know, he appeared from three Shalagram Shilas, but how this is so, we will show you now. It's for an Abhishek. They have to collect water from the Jamuna. You can see everyone is waiting for the darshan. Ordinary people and great sadhus. Shishi Lala Raman ki! Wonderful! The day of Ramana Raman's appearance day is during the Shinga Chaturdashi. That is, 2 weeks back it happened. And you can see it is a very hot season in Vrindavan already. The devotees are really sweating very nicely. On the day before, Gopal Bhatta Goswami had said, "My Lord, you are only there in the form of Shila stones, but I want to decorate you with a nice cloth which has been given to me by the devotees. My dear Lord, you have once appeared out of a stone as Lord Nrsingadev. Can you please again appear out of the Shilas so that we can worship you very nicely. So on this day, the Lord shows that he answers the prayers of his devotees. He has appeared from three Shilas in this beautiful self-manifested form. On his back you still see the marks. This is the, like the chakra-like marks which are typically found on the Shilas. We wanted to show you this because it is said when you meditate about the Lord getting a bath with good water and honey, then all your sins will be washed away. Hare Krishna. Shri Shri Rara Raman Ki Jai. So for the end of this, we will just quickly sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please, as you sing, it will be only for 3 minutes or so. Let us close the evening and pray. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Sri Radhe Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. For this evening, we will put the Venu Gita and its narrations to rest. We will close the book, but we will open the book again tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Please be there. I wish you a very restful night, especially our mothers with the little children who are so happy and so dynamic here in Goloka Dham that they also need some sleep. May you all restore your energies so that tomorrow you can start your next day of your Krishna Samadhi retreat and get hopefully deep impressions which you will carry into your life when you return to your places where you live. All the best, good night, and Hare Krishna. Yeah.